Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. So, Speaker Mike Johnson apparently had words with Joe Biden last night and then reiterated a lot of this morning, that when it comes to the constant request that they, all right then. Well, that's, there you go. There's your answer. I will incorporate it. We have breaking, this is like the third breaking news story within the last 20 minutes. According to Fox News, they're reporting right now that Representative Thomas Massey is willing to co-sponsor a motion to vacate the Speaker's office. Now, this is interesting. Wasn't Massey support DeSantis, if I remember right, in the beginning, right? I think that's the correct. But it's interesting nonetheless. Mike Johnson took a horrible vote on FISA last week. Inexcusable, unacceptable. Matter of fact, Congressman Tom Tiffany from the state of Wisconsin, when we posted about the vote on social media, he actually commented, I believe, it was a one-word comment. Do you remember? It was unacceptable, right? Meaning that the vote that Johnson had taken was completely unacceptable. And then, of course, he shows up at Mar-a-Lago, does the press conference. They don't really talk about that, but then in subsequent interviews, Johnson said, well, the president's with me on everything, and he understands what we have to do. Now, I will tell you that some of what President Trump said made sense on Friday. He didn't address the FISA situation, but he said, look, it's very difficult to be speaker under these circumstances. And I agree with him because I said the same thing, frankly, long before that press conference, which is why I was giving Johnson a fair amount of latitude to try to get certain things done. He doesn't command a big majority. And remember, while there are certainly very conservative members, you have the Ken Bucks, the Mike Gallaghers, and others that are constantly trying to mess things up in there. So it's not an easy job. And there is, at times, going to be moments where they fall short of our expectations. And I don't think you have to kick them out every time. Now, the FISA vote, I look at that as a whole different form of betrayal. And I think it was a betrayal of the American people and our Fourth Amendment right to privacy, actual right to privacy. But then there's been this push for there's the big $90 billion nonsense that the Senate sent over to the House that has been just sitting there. And it's, of course, put together a giant bill, funds a little bit of the border, but not really, because that money is intended to just make it easier for illegals to get in, sends the lion's share to Ukraine, sends a little bit to Taiwan, sends some to Israel. And nobody, no conservative, was very supportive of it. Johnson essentially said, not going to do anything. Well, then he came up with a concept of why not do standalone up and down vote bills on each of these, which I think is a reasonable request to make because it puts everybody on the record individually. So if you support Israel, but you don't support Ukraine, let it be seen. If you don't support Taiwan, Ukraine, or Israel, let it be seen. I don't actually have a problem with that. And further, He introduced something, again, I've been calling for some time. Converting some of these things into loans where they actually have to repay the money. Then he said we could also look at trying to work at seizing certain oligarch assets out of Russia to counter this, that we've got to pay for. If we're going to get money here, we've got to pull money from somewhere else to pay for it so we're not deepening our deficit. All common sense concepts. Apparently, not everybody in the House agrees. I said right before the break, is it too little, too late? And as we come back from the break, there's a breaking news bulletin. Massey's willing to co-sponsor a vacate resolution, so perhaps the answer is yes. Now, what that does in the House is there's going to be some chaos. There's no way around it. But I want to play for you on this whole topic two people on the concept of should there be an up and down vote? Should these be done individually? So we start with Senator Chuck Schumer. Now, if you're not familiar, Chuck Schumer is Jewish. Chuck Schumer historically has been a big supporter of Israel. You may recall over the weekend, Israel had hundreds of missiles fired at it for the first time in history by Iran. It's an act of war. There's really no other way to describe that act, whether it was premeditated, as they're claiming that they gave a heads up to the United States and everything else so we can make sure we shot down, doesn't matter. You fire missiles at a foreign country, unprovoked, it is an act of war. So here's Chuck Schumer saying, you know what, let's take care of the Jewish people. No, I'm just kidding. He's not talking about them at all. He's saying, hey, the hell with Israel. It's all about Ukraine.
I spoke with the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine yesterday, who told me the situation in Ukraine is beyond desperate. With few air defenses, there is little stopping Russian drones from targeting Ukrainian power plants and leaving more and more residents without electricity. And the danger here is that these power outages will become a long-term problem. She told me the equipment that was destroyed are so large, the kinds of transformers and other machinery, that it takes a long time to rebuild them and replace them. The U.S. ambassador reiterated President Zelensky's point that Ukraine will lose this war until it gets the unless it gets the defense materials, the ammunition, and the anti-aircraft resources it needs immediately.
Now, I don't claim to be a military expert by any means. I understand the basics pretty well, but I have to tell you, I think they've already lost the war. I don't want to sound like the Debbie Downer. But this has been mishandled almost from the get-go. And I think at this point you're spending bad money after good or good money after bad, however you want to look at it. That it's just been, I don't see them prevailing. I admire the spirit of the people of Ukraine that they don't want to be subjugated. And that's the way they should think. But I don't know that dumping any number of dollars and weapons is going to turn anything around. I think that's why there's a desperate effort within the Biden regime to push them into NATO so as to justify sending our troops to get involved. And make no mistake about it, if Ukraine becomes part of NATO, we will have boots on the ground. Your sons and daughters will be in harm's way. Now, as he's saying this, that this great existential crisis that we face is funding Ukraine, I want you to realize he's saying this, the U.S. Senate, while chants like this are going on around our country. This is in Chicago, I believe, is where this one took place. Just take a listen to this.
Mar Bar Israel!
Mar Bar Israel!
Mar Bar Israel!
Mar Bar Israel!
It can mean death to or down with. So,
can we get a Mar Bar America?
We can get a Mar Bar America. Yes, we can.
Mar Bar America!
Mar Bar America!
Mar Bar America!
Mar Bar America!
So, this is happening in Chicago, right here, mainland United States. Death to Israel, or down with Israel if you want to soften it. Death, then the guy in the crowd, an American, says, can we get one of those for America? Death to America, down with America. Compare that to Rhodey Patel, I believe is how he wrote, Rhodey, I'm not sure, Rahudi, whatever her name is. This is a woman speaking at the Bakersfield, California city council on the 10th of April, 6 days ago. She's unhappy because they want to increase security in buildings because of the protests, the pro-terrorist protests going on all over the country, including in Bakersfield. This is what she says to the city council and the mayor.
I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you. We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you. Now, I assume this woman's a liberal, Kara Goh. I don't know. Karen Goh, excuse me. She's the mayor of Bakersfield. Don't care. I will give credit where credit's due. She didn't, did we offend you? Nope, she said this.
Patel, that was a threat, what you said at the end, and so the officers are going to escort you out and take care of that.
Well, actually, the whole damn thing was a threat. But that being said, she was charged with 18 felonies. She just said they want to murder the mayor and the entire city council, Bakersfield. And she was gleeful and joyful. Now, when she had to go to court and was charged, she was crying. She was very unhappy. I should be able to make threats against people's lives and not have to be held accountable. That's Bakersfield, California. I mean, again, miracles will never end. We'll never cease to be amazed at what goes on. They actually stood their ground. But this is happening all over the United States right now. We have American citizens chanting in favor of terrorist groups. We know these terrorist groups have cells in this country. And Chuck Schumer is worried about Ukraine. Makes you wonder what kind of blackmail they have on old Chuck Schumer. Now, with all that being said, the idea that, well, if Ukraine is so important, let's vote on Ukraine. If it's so important to fund all these countries, let's do individual votes. I think that's actually a good idea. It's not me defending Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson's made his own bed. But a good idea is a good idea. So then they asked John Kirby, you know, the spokesman in training at the White House. He's supposed to be like the national security spokesman. He's kind of the soon-to-be new White House spokesman. Simple question. Would you oppose a standalone bill for funding Israel? You know, the country that just got attacked that is actually one of our allies.
You're opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed. We would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
Why? Why in the world would you be unhappy about a standalone bill? I mean, honestly, if it's all about getting the funding through, then do them individually. Let's see where every member of Congress stands. Every single one of them. There shouldn't be a conservative unwilling to take a vote, yes or no, to make their voices heard. And I understand it could pass, right? That's the big concern. Well, I get that. But let everyone be on the record so we know who should be rehired and who should be fired in November. Because this is how we find out. Doing it as an omnibus bill where it's all shoved together gives people unnecessary cover. But look, John Kirby is not the man he once was. I've said this at this point, the man has no integrity left. He was on Fox News with Bill Hemmer yesterday. Listen to this exchange. He says this answer straight face to no, he's not joking.
You got your hands full, and I was looking back at the track record for President Biden. Here's what sticks out. The Afghanistan withdrawal was a mess. We failed to stop Putin from going into Ukraine. The war with Israel and Hamas has been absolutely dreadful and destructive. Again, it's the first time Iran has aimed at Israel. China's military buildups are substantial. And that was just this morning what I came up with. Can you argue that American strength and persuasion is better today than it was 4 years ago globally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100% I can, Bill, and I can do that very comfortably after serving for as long as I did in uniform. I'll tell you, this is a president who understands American leadership on the world stage. He has devoted additional resources, not just militarily, but diplomatically, economically, around the world to advance our national security interests.
So I want you to understand, Bill Hemmer did a great job. He's putting the list together. Look, boom, 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 there's all these situations going on, right? We're having all this kind of a problem. So can you say America's stronger now than it's ever been? Oh, absolutely I can. Look, I understand what his job is. But if I had to lie every day like that, I would resign. A former admiral should have more integrity and more dedication to his oath than that nonsense.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.